Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Denise. This is the Dr. Denise Show, and this is the Embrace Your Neurostyle series. Today, I'm going to do a deep dive on how to talk to your children or your teens about addiction and how that can just come up organically in conversations and how they can embrace their own unique neurostyle, which is defined as we all process and perceive information in our own unique way. So when you talk to someone, you can say, well, what's your neurostyle? And it's multidimensional. I've talked about the fabulous five being biological, psychological, social, cultural, and spiritual. And then we have the sixth sense, our intuition. So today I was so blown away by the importance of the car ride to school. Dun, 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 dun. I don't know if you can relate, but I look forward to driving my son to school, picking him up, because I know those are times where it's really the opportunity for deep dive conversations that just come up organically, which I believe, I'm an adult and child integrative psychiatrist, that these organic, high level, very meaningful conversations just come up at certain times. So pay attention, parents, whether it's that ride to school, whether it's that ride to practice. And if you are a kinship auntie, uncle, or a coach, or someone influencing a child, there's just different opportunities where they're going to open up to you. So I want to give a shout out and thank Eminem. And I also want to thank all the different people that are influencers that are out there that are what I would call warriors for mental health, also educating us on addiction, the power of good choices. So on the way to school today, my son was playing Eminem, and he usually is playing Juice WRLD or some sort of his favorite rapper of the month, right? And today, I think he just really craved a conversation. It was awesome. He was playing Eminem, and Eminem's words were so powerful. And he was talking about his addiction and how things were spiraling out of control, and that he made a big choice to get sober, and then he just looked at those kids and he wanted to be there for him. So my son has these very profound, he's a comedian, he's fun, but when we go deep, we go really deep. And I said, yeah, well, that's like, you know, Papa. So my father, he gave me the gift of sobriety, our family the gift of sobriety, but I was 11 years old when my dad decided to stop drinking. It was the best gift ever. And my son knows this. He also knows his birth mom, my son was adopted, has told him about his family history of addiction and other mental health challenges. So we have a no shame and just open policy on discussion in our home. And I think when you're setting the stage as a parent or as a coach, finding a way to talk about it is crucial. That's why I'm so passionate about doing the Dr. Denise Show and all the different series, but this particular one's called Embrace Your Neurostyle, because I believe if we know how to talk about mental health or talk about addiction or talk about protecting our brain, that we're going to have new conversations that are non-stigmatizing and that our children, or we're going to be honest with ourselves, our children have the best health. So, oh my goodness. So this morning we're listening to Eminem and it was so powerful. And I just looked at my son's eyes and he's like, yeah, that's why, you know, you told me about, you know, we call him Papa, or, you know, Papa getting sober. And I go, yeah. I go, have you noticed, you know, Mom, just so you know, I made the decision to not have alcohol in my house. I drink socially when I'm out. Like I had some fun this weekend, Friday for Valentine's, and then Sunday, well, Galentine's, and Sunday for the Super Bowl. So I know my own genetics and my own energy level. And that's why I talk about neurostyle. So you don't have to have a psychiatric diagnosis to understand your traits. You know, some people have more of a neurostyle of having ADHD or mood issues or anxiety or addiction, but they don't have a full-blown diagnosis. And some people have a full-blown diagnosis. It doesn't matter. What matters is moderation, self-regulation, and really being able to know yourself and reach your best life. And Kieran, my son, and I talk about that. So today, because my son's about to be 13 and he's joking a lot. He listens to a lot of rap. And by the way, I love the beat of rap. I'm pro music. I'm pro freedom of choice, but I also believe that it gives me an opportunity to talk to my son when he thinks certain things are funny, when he's learning about sex by listening to rap. You know, I talk to him about sacred sexuality. I talk to him about addiction. So it gives me an opportunity, a window into his soul. And he goes, Mom, oh my gosh, I've got this funny joke. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what's he about to tell me? Because he pushes the envelope. My son pushes the envelope, but I let him push the envelope, but then I give him boundaries to it. I'm like, now you don't talk like that at school. You don't do this, you don't do that. So he knows, but then even with me, I said, I want to know what you're thinking, what you're doing, but I am your mother. So if he pushes the envelope with comedy or, I don't know, inappropriate, I don't even like to use the word inappropriate, more like pushing the envelope humor. I'm like, okay, remember, I'm your mother. I'm at my 10% level. I've heard enough. I'm not your age. So today, though, this talk when Eminem, thank you, by the way. Thank you, Eminem. Thank you to all the different musicians, athletes, influencers, parents, role models, doctors, everyone, Team Humanity, for speaking out about the importance of mental health. I'm so passionate about changing the way we think, talk, and act about mental health. And I have to tell you, my son, everyone, there's no secret here that he is like my biggest teacher. I believe our children are our biggest teachers. So he looked at me and we had a discussion. I said, you know, you're about to be 13. And I know, you know, he hasn't, to the best of my knowledge, I'm pretty, knock on wood, 100% sure he's not tried any substances yet. I do have experience raising older stepchildren. So my son's been around his older step siblings. And my son's been exposed to conversations because I'm his mom. But now he's about to turn 13. We are living at this time where we're rolling out of the pandemic, but there's been higher rates of addiction, depression, anxiety, domestic violence, everything across the board. And so I just told my son, you know, you've got to protect your brain. He knows. I quiz him. I'm like, at what age is your brain fully developed? He's like, age 25. Then I explained to him that his neurostyle, the way his charisma, hyperactivity, and learning style is, that his brain myelination, it might take a little bit longer for him to fully mature. And I explained to him that the longer he stays away from trying a substance, whether it's alcohol, marijuana, or anything, you know, of course, I would love him to just stay away and abstain for as long as possible, you know, but realistically, I do not think that's going to wait till 25. But I will tell you, because he knows that my father, that his grandfather got sober, and that his birth mom gave him so many nuggets about her own path of facing mental health and addiction, my son takes it really seriously. Because sometimes he's joking and he's laughing about some of the things that he hears in music lyrics. But then I'm like, well, wait, are you doing that or trying that? He's like, no, Mom. And because I want to have an open door policy. I think it's very important, everyone, when you have children and teens, know their exact time when it's best to talk with them about addiction, safe sex, mental health. You know, for I don't know what it's like for you, but raising a boy, I know hygiene's really big. He gets so annoyed with me. You know, wear your deodorant. You need to take a bath. You need to wash your face. You've got the acne. So I think that today, the reason why I jumped on to do this short and sweet podcast is that I'm really passionate about changing the way we think, talk, and act about mental health. And I wanted to let you know one of the reasons why I feel so fortunate is I've got my son here. You know, I've also raised older stepkids, and I'm the psychiatrist here in the community. I've got tons of experience, but how do you actually do it? You know, we have these commercials, we have this, oh, let's talk about addiction, but sometimes we do not know how to do it in our own homes. So here are some tips. So first of all, if no matter what your relationship is to a child, where you're the parent, the kinship relative, the coach, or the teacher, look for windows of opportunity to be a great role model. So he knows that mom's made the choice that she'll have, you know, if she has someone over, she might have some wine in the house, that everything in moderation. And, you know, speak to your kids, give them the reasons why you're doing things. And if you're a health teacher giving advice, you know, let them know that everyone has different genetics, that you need to talk to your parents. Have open discussions. So create open and safe places to talk to your children. For me, I'm very present. I'm doing telehealth from home. I'm here with him. He can knock on my door when he has something that he wants to ask me. We talk in the car. So create a safe space to have these important discussions. That's first and foremost. Second thing, create ways of talking about it that are non-shaming. Non-shaming. Like, let's say your child did have a time where they overdrank or overindulged or made a mistake. Go, okay, well, what did you learn about this experience? Did that feel good? Did that not feel good? A lot of times when we, especially if we're doing a little bit of a deeper dive on the addiction talks with our kids, they need to know that when we use too much of any substance, we're not connected to making the best decisions. We're not connected to our higher self. We're not connected to health and well-being. So when we talk about it from health, happiness, connected to your higher self, instead of a shameful word choice, I'm not saying you can never, sometimes people, their neurostyle, they need to be afraid. You need to talk like kind of in a more intense way. I know as a psychiatrist and all the different environments I've worked in, sometimes you've got to do a hard approach. Okay. You need to call people on their bullshit, so to speak. But I think the word choice is very important. So my son, even, you know, he's highly active. And one time I said the word ADD, he's like, now, mom, remember, we are using the word neurostyle in our home now. So you have to try different words out and you have to know your audience when you're talking about it. So we talked about creating like the timing, which can be like in the car. We created non-shaming word choice. And then I think it's all about health. When you talk about it in a multidimensional way of good nutrition, good fitness, good sleep, are you doing something to help someone? It's really important to have like a holistic health mindset. We actually have a gratitude jar that says love and peace in the centerpiece of our table. And I will admit, my son's like, oh, mom, here you go again. You're so positive. He laughs. He thinks we're like opposite. He likes to be like the comedian and the one. But yeah, but it's so important. So I catch him. We've been putting something in the jar at least once a week. I talk with him about a daily practice of gratitude. But I think when we talk with our kids about healthy habits, like being grateful, who do we want to hang out with? Are they making the choices? How do they talk? That's also giving our children and ourselves the reminder that we're the captain of our own ship and that we need to embrace our unique neurostyle and we need to have habits that allow health and well-being. So I just want to say that today I was really struck by my son's need to talk about addiction and his need to talk about M&M. And we just talked about it in such a healthy, great way. And I said, before he left the car, I said, was this too much or was this just right? He's like, no, it was just right, mom. We did a good job. So the other thing I want you to know is when you're checking in with someone, make sure that they're in the space to hear it. Sometimes I don't know if you've watched the old Charlie Brown episodes where it's like, wah, 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 wah. Sometimes our kids, I always laugh about that, tune us out. So I always like to check in and say, was that too much? Am I doing a good job? Did I talk with you in the way that worked for you? And he said, yes. So I just want to let you know that when we're talking about how do we talk about embracing our neurostyle, we have to have conversations, we have to have tips, we have to have tools, and we have to be open to sort of catch the moment, that moment of opportunity to talk with our kids. Okay, everyone, I just want to give a shout out to all of you. I know we're all trying to make good choices. Thank you so much for listening to the show. And also, thank your kids. I thank my son all the time for helping me to be a better human being. Okay. Thanks, everyone. Have a great week. Embrace your neurostyle.